Yes, I've been there and I've been hand billing, and the security of surround you and they ask for your ID.
We met George Jones in early February. He's a 14-year veteran of the Mercedes-Benz plant in Tuscaloosa and a supporter of unionization. He recalled a problem he had with Mercedes-Benz security while handing out union pamphlets. It's a process called hand billing.
Why would you ask for my ID? You don't ask for everyone's ID as they enter into the turnstile. But you surround me, and now this stops my fellow team members because it's like, that's security standing around them. I'm not going to take anything from them, and I got security standing there watching.
A similar complaint made its way to the National Labor Relations Board in Birmingham. It's there where Mercedes-Benz got the chance to fire back.
MBUSI is committed to being neutral on the union topic. In fact, we've even worked with our team members to adjust policies at the plant to ensure that we stick to neutrality. For example,
that's Matt Everett, general counsel for Mercedes-Benz. He's reading a prepared statement that follows up an earlier printed statement from Mercedes saying that the car company had done nothing wrong and that it's neutral on the subject of unionization. Everett's statement came after hours of contentious testimony. The NLRB acts a lot like a federal courtroom. Reporters aren't allowed to record the proceedings. One big difference is there's no jury. An administrative law judge hears both sides and then issues an opinion. UAW's opening witness was Quality Control Inspector Kirk Garner. He's a 14-year veteran of the Mercedes plant in Tuscaloosa. He told the judge his own team leader and an HR official told him not to hand out union leaflets in a public area called the atrium or in a staff-only area called a team center. During cross-examination, Mercedes attorney Marcel DeBruges asked Garner if that no policy had changed. Garner said yes, and that the HR person had come back later to say that management had decided that it was okay for union materials to be handed out both in the atrium and in the lunchroom where most Mercedes workers gather. DeBruges asked Garner if anyone he knew had been disciplined for handing out union leaflets. Garner said no. DeBruges asked if anyone had ever been transferred or demoted for hand billing. Garner said no. The one point where Mercedes and UAW supporters disagreed was hand billing in the team centers next to the assembly line just before shift change. The union wanted to hand out pamphlets there, but Mercedes contended that a lot of business takes place there prior to the start of each shift, like safety issues and technical concerns. DeBruges told the judge Mercedes had gone out of its way to allow hand billing everywhere else and allowed pro-union activities 30 times at the plant since last summer. What appeared to be a more explosive witness came later. Repair shop worker Jeremy Kimbrell testified he had an argument with his team leader over a pro-union speech he gave on the assembly line. In front of witnesses, he also allegedly accused an HR vice president of lying in an anti-union letter to Mercedes workers. During cross, Mercedes attorney DeBruges went point for point to try to refute Kimbrell's assertions about the letter. Kimbrell also admitted under cross that his supervisor didn't try to stop him from making a speech about the unions. Over a dozen witnesses are expected to be called during this week's hearing before the NLRB. The judge's opinion could end the matter or refer the case to the full National Labor Relations Board in Washington. The decision is expected to come about a month after closing arguments. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Birmingham.